Last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast.
Our adventurers have pursued the direction of Arizona Walker into a room full of mirrors, and after a harrowing experience with an octopus shrine and the potential of a forever dancing Maryland Jane, Texas has moved off to look in a couple of mirrors on his own.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. And sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, 'cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
Well, let's go check out the other mirrors.
Mirrors are definitely not pointing towards Arizona.
Arizona, yeah.
So, blue mirror, red mirror.
Well, to the next mirror, I guess.
A lot of introspection in this room.
I also got kind of hurt, but I should be fine.
Do you want me to heal you?
I mean, I'm down 22 hit points.
that last thing kind of hurt a little bit. Stupid pudding.
Okay.
So can you help? Can you, how am I supposed to say this? Can you, Florida man, take away my pain?
So I walk up behind her and I start to like go for the
Mr. Clean
shoulder,
right behind you,
shoulder neck grub approach, and I'm like, this is gonna hurt a little bit, and it's like I kind of like pop her spine a little bit as like I used to lay out hands.
Cool. I wanted to make a cut against chiropractic, be like, chiropractic is just pseudoscience, it's not helpful, so you actually hurt her and she takes 2d4 damage and now she has headaches for the rest of her life.
Whoa. I am how much damage do you have?
22.
I'm gonna do 15.
Tex, what are you doing?
I'm gonna go take a look at the blue mirror.
Awesome. That is exactly what I wanted you to do. You go over and you look into the blue mirror. And it is a view upon a pool of water. You can see yourself reflected in a pool of water.
All right. Just me in a pool of water? Or?
Yeah, you can look and it seems like it, you can see through it. This mirror of water.
Do I see myself?
Yeah, you see yourself. Like you're reflected on a pool of water.
Okay. Anything else about this mirror? Like, does it look like it was hanging on a door like the other mirror just was, or?
Not that you can tell, not from just looking at it. You'd need to inspect it closer and whatnot, so.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to inspect it closer.
All right, you reach out, and I need you to make a charisma saving throw. You're not +4 because you're not near Florida Man.
9.
You have failed.
Nice.
Suddenly, you find yourself in, like, the deep end of a diving tank. Light almost nowhere around you, submerged in water. What is the sound Tex makes as this happens?
As I fall in the water?
Not fall.
Or as I appear in the water?
Sucked into, drawn, or fall into? What's the sound you make?
Well, because I'm sucked in and drawn into,
yep.
It like kind of, well, not kind of, it pulls all the air out of my lungs.
Oh, okay.
So all you hear is the... Because I'm sucked into the water.
What's the sound that you make?
I don't make any sound because I have no air in my lungs. I can't make a noise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Nobody heard anything, so whatever. You guys head out. You'll leave the janitorial closet after your chiropractic session. What are you up to, Alabama?
I think I'm just walking around playing with the amulet, trying to see if it changes at all or gives me any indication of which direction or door we need to go
through.
Seems
to be very consistently pointing to the north and up, mm-hmm, in a specific spot.
Yeah.
But and to the south and down.
He's just walking.
Sure. Yeah. You look up. It looks like Tex has left the area.
Well, that wasn't very nice of Tex to just get up and leave.
I mean, you were the only person in the mirror room at the time the two of them leave, mm-hmm, after they have their little session.
I'm going to go pop my head out of the doorway and see if he went down one of the hallways.
No, it doesn't seem to. The double doors at the end of that hallway are still closed.
Hmm.
You look down, you don't see that he's gone down the corridor to the yellow gold either.
Well, that's odd. I'm going to go to the other mirror and see if he's around there.
Sure. You go over to the red mirror. A ghostly white form begins to form directly next to your own reflection. It is a Terrafolk that, I mean, it could be Penny, maybe, raises a cudgel high, but you're like, I've never seen Penny use a cudgel. Maybe this could be Penny. And it brings the cudgel crashing down upon the back of your head. The reflection of you's eyes widen, glaze over, and falls to the ground lifeless.
I don't know what just happened, but it's not good.
Do you do anything about this? Do you try to stop the death from occurring? Or
no, I think he just walks away and says, well, Tex wasn't at that mirror, and walks okay. over to the other one.
Sure. Just watched your own character's demise.
Yeah.
Literally just watched yourself die.
Yeah.
Cool. What are you up to there, Florida man?
So I just came back in with Maryland Jane, and I look around and there's like nobody here.
Yeah. What's the expression on Alabama's face as you're watching your character yourself die?
I think it's just confusion, and it almost looks constipated.
Okay.
Where'd Texas go?
I'm not sure. Didn't hear nothing. It's not on this mirror. I just watched myself die in that one, but I'm still here, so I'm not going to go back to that.
Where was he before?
I don't know. He walked out, and I got distracted by my shiny amulet. I looked down, and I looked up, and he was gone.
Did something eat him?
Maybe. I looked this mirror, but I just saw myself and a Terrafolk, and it killed me, so that scared me, so I walked away from it, and I was going to go look at this other mirror.
What's the other mirror?
I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh.
Maryland starts walking over to the other one while they're having this conversation.
The blue mirror or the red mirror?
The blue mirror, because she already looked and said that it was just his death.
I'm going to yell not super loud. Texas! Texas!
Texas!
Texas Walker, you idiot!
Make a constitution saving throw, Texas Walker.
Oh, nice.
Natural 20.
Yeah, there you go.
20.
Even though you don't have any air in your lungs, you're not drowning yet.
I go over to the blue mirror.
Sure, you see your reflection as though you're looking at yourself in a pool of water. So it kind of shimmers.
I'm going to look closer.
Yeah, you still see yourself reflected in a pool of water.
Well, this only looks like water. It's not very helpful. I don't think he's here either. Did he fall in the gold?
I'm going to stick my wooden sword that I've covered in gold now.
Right, yeah, it's a golden sword.
Golden sword. And I'm going to see if I can touch the bottom of said pool.
It's only 4 feet deep, so sure, I mean, you
yeah?
get touch it by the hilt or whatnot, because it's a short sword, so it's not quite that. But anyway, yeah,
I'm going to just around. Like walk around.
Yeah, there's no, you swish and slosh the golden liquid about. Doesn't seem to be in the golden liquid.
He's not in here.
Does anyone have message or
see the person you're going to message to?
Sending.
Hey, Alabama, we already know what general direction Arizona's at.
I can only cast it once.
Boo.
Well, looks like we lost another walker. They keep walking away.
That was funny.
I'm going to go check out that red mirror.
Sure. You see your reflection. A white figure starts to appear next to it, and you don't really know what that figure is. It turns its back to you and makes out passionately with you, and then you turn to ashen pale colored yourself and fade away.
Boo.
Yeah, this mirror's messed up.
Rat?
Yeah.
It just tells weird stories.
I made out with something and then I died. At least I'm going out strong, I guess.
Good way to look at it.
Well, in the black mirror, we already determined.
That was the one with the
Did we ask all of our questions, though? Because
Tex had not asked all of his questions.
Damn it, Tex.
Yep.
I didn't ask my questions! Ah! No.
Damn it.
Still dealing with an egg.
I tried.
I'm going to walk over to the other mirror, the blue mirror, and say, are you sure you didn't see Tex in that water, anyone else but yourself? And I'm going to touch it.
Okay, yeah, you touch the mirror, and you need to make a saving throw.
You failed me!
I'm watching you as you go in.
What kind was it?
It's a charisma saving throw.
10?
Nope.
fuck.
Gone. What's the sound that you make as you're pulled suddenly into somewhere else? Nice. Tex, there's something else in the water with you thrashing and moving about. It's dark. You can't tell what it might be. It strikes you and you take a D4 damage.
3 damage.
Excellent. What do you do about that?
I try and reach out to calm it down, whatever it may be, or try and like grapple it, I guess.
You see Alabama sucked into the mirror.
Right. So I have some rope. Do you want to go in or do you want me to go in?
I would say it's probably best if I go in because I can hold my breath indefinitely.
Yeah. Do you want me to give you some rope?
Yes, please.
Okay.
So we come up with this brilliant idea.
It's all with the eyebrows, though.
Yeah.
Make a constitution forever. Saving throw. Alabama.
I tie the rope around your middle.
Yeah. I'd like to cast water walk at some point.
Cool. You're fine.
16.
I tie the rope around my middle. I tie rope around MJ's middle. I'm like, MJ, go.
And I touch the mirror and point to like dive into the water.
All right, make a charisma saving throw.
You save it.
Just right into the mirror.
Fuck.
12.
Nope, you don't succeed. You fail. Kay. Although, no, it's more than that because you're within 10 feet of Florida Man.
16.
But you're deliberately trying to go into the mirror. Yeah. Then you don't have to make the saving throw. The saving throw is like to pull your hand back at the last second and not get sucked in. Oh. You're literally throwing yourself into the... Okay, so yeah, you're suddenly sucked into... You don't know where it is, where you're going. The rope...
Breaks? Pulls you into? Damn it.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. It's either the rope gets cut in twain...
It's a portal.
Because it's a portal. That's or the rope continues to go... as it's pulled into this thing. And as that happens... So yeah, the rope doesn't break. Doesn't snap, because I like this more. It's... pulled and gives you a bit of rope burn as you try to pull your hands tight. And you totally went the wrong way because how strong are you?
Oh, no.
I have 16 strength.
Oh, yeah? And what's your athletics?
With it, I'm a 5.
You're a 5 and you're a what?
7 athletics.
Okay. Went backwards, but it's fine. It's just 5% differential.
Yeah.
Make a strength athletics check.
I'm going to use a blue gem.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't want to lose my friends. I finally figure out that they're friends. Oh, fuck me.
No.
How'd you do?
I got a 14.
That is enough to not get pulled into
Yay!
The mirror.
I kind of like brace my legs against the wall or whatever.
Straddling the mirror.
Yeah.
No, roll better than that. So you don't have to be right up against the mirror. You slide forward. Lock your feet in and you manage to hold on and
you are on belay
and you are suddenly jerked in wherever it was that you were sucked into and you cannot see anything. You cannot do anything. You're surrounded by water everywhere and you're trapped there. And what was it you wanted to do, Alabama Johnson?
Cast water walk.
Go ahead. You're under the water. You cast water walk and you say...
Kinnitch, grant me the ability to fly to the top of the surface of the water as well as any Comradians that are located in this vicinity. Aw, man.
Yeah, don't you have to be able to see them or they just have to be near you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, what is it? No or I don't think so?
Because we used it in the mud, I'm pretty sure, when we were in it.
When Kyle didn't want us to die, and now he does want us to die, and so...
He said I want you to die.
Oh, no.
What does it say?
Well, see, it kind of counters itself.
It does. Okay.
Yeah, because it says up to 10 willing creatures you can see within range gain this ability for the duration. But then it says if you target a creature submerged in a liquid, the spell carries the target to the surface. If they're submerged in a liquid... How are you seeing them?
Well, you can see into the water.
Well, but it says water, acid, mud, snow, quicksand, or lava. If they're submerged in quicksand, you can't see them.
Well, you probably can see part of them, is what it's suggesting.
I feel like it's contradicting
itself.
Well,
it didn't contradict itself at all. You named yourself the target and up to 10 willing creatures that you can see within range.
Yes.
Can't really see anybody, but make a perception check. You did just kick something in the face.
Ow. No, please.
15.
That's enough. You see dim outlines of shapes in the water near you. You cast Water Walk. If you two are willing, you are suddenly brought up. However, there's a rope tied around you, so you are being pulled in one direction and in another, and that's going to be weird in physics form. Thankfully, this is a magical world, and I don't have to worry about that. So, you feel sharp and more tugging, a consistent pull upon the rope. It's very, very consistent. It's not like somebody pulling back. It is like she's being sucked into a vortex or something. You rise up and you hit the top of what could only be a rough stone top, and there is no gap of air at all. You are literally pressed into the top of this pool of water.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Did you willingly accept the water walk there, Tex? You felt its pull before.
I mean, I guess.
Okay, yeah. You pulled up to the top as well. You're face to face with Alabama, the roof there. How about you there, Maryland Jane? Did you accept water walk? Felt its tug upon you?
Yes, I'm going to go because I feel like it's having known that Alabama's...
Make an athletics check, Florida man.
Sorry. 21.
That is more than enough.
I bend my knees and I grunt.
Yes. You have resisted the pull of the water walk upon you, but it is still upon you the whole time. But you are not being pulled up because you are being restrained and grappled and held back. You do not rise up to them. All three of you make constitution saving throws. What are you going to do, Florida man?
I feel like Maryland Jane is like struggling against me.
It is a consistent pull like a vortex.
I can call for Cranberry.
Cranberry appears.
Cranberry, can you hold your breath a long time?
This red mirror really is weird. I don't like it. What?
So my friends are stuck in, I think, this water mirror.
Okay.
Blue mirror. Do you want to hang on to the rope or do you want to go after my friends?
What?
I could leave this rope with you and then I could go after my friends or...
What are you going to do over there with your friends?
My friends are in the mirror, I think.
Okay.
So,
And you want to go in there too? That sounds dumb.
Well, how do we get them out?
I don't know. I'm here to do what you tell me to do. I don't offer suggestions. I'm an NPC.
How'd you do on your saving throw?
I can hold my breath.
Yeah. How did you do on your saving throw?
14.
Done.
You're just picking it.
How'd you do on your saving throw?
7.
Starting to drown. How'd you do on your saving throw?
5.
You have failed your saving throw. You're starting to drown.
We're going to die.
So you can now, at this point, you failed your constitution saving throw. So now you have 1 minute plus an additional minute to hold your breath for every plus to your constitution. So what is your constitution modifier?
+2.
So you have 3 minutes. How long for you?
+1.
2 minutes. And at the end of that 2 minutes, you drown and die.
Great.
So.
Well, that sucks.
Yep. So Florida man, what are you going to do?
I'm just
going
to start pulling Maryland Jane back, I think.
It is taking all your strength just to hold Maryland Jane in place.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking Cranberry for help to like help pull. So then it's horse and me.
Cranberry like bites it with... their mouth and then like backs up.
I don't know what to do. My friends are gonna die. Would breaking it do anything?
Breaking what?
Well, it's a mirror. If you smash the mirror, unless that gets us stuck in there forever.
Oh, it might.
That'd be funny.
But this feels like a Florida man thing to do.
I'm gonna break shit.
I'm gonna ask Cranberry to hang on to the rope or we'll go closer, and then I'm gonna try to figure out how to break the frame of the mirror.
You're tied to the rope, right?
No, I know, but just so I could pull out my sword and stuff like that. And
but it's tied around your waist, so you don't have to hold it with your hand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I go closer to the mirror so you feel that, and then...
Oh, okay, wait a second. Cranberry needs to make a strength athletics check.
Yes.
If you're not gonna take over pulling, because water walk is like pulls you straight to the surface.
I know. So Cranberry is hanging on to the rope while I like get
with
my
its
sword
teeth.
Up.
So make that strength athletics check for Cranberry's sake as you let go. So Cranberry's like,
I rolled a 6.
Yeah, Cranberry's like, and opens their mouth because they know good at that sort of thing. And suddenly you're being pulled rapidly towards the blue mirror, Maryland, you suddenly rush to this top.
I'm going
to
divine.
You smack into the top of this thing and there's no air, but there's two other bodies there floating and struggling and trying to figure, scrabbling their hands on the roof, trying to find some semblance of place. It's just a thrashing mash of people.
Divine Smite only works on creatures, so.
So as soon as I get up to the top.
Yes.
Is the like water pushing us towards that at
no,
all?
No, okay. Water is pushing you
I am
anywhere.
Going
the
to
only
swim.
The reason you're pushed at all is because of water walk.
Cool. So water walk happened. And
is happening.
Oh, so it's can't. I can't
it's constantly pushing you to the top.
Oh, I don't want
you
it anymore.
You embraced water walk and it's
I don't,
there.
I don't think I can even cancel it.
You can always cancel a spell.
Oh.
Anyway, but you haven't yet. So what are you trying to do?
I was going to swim back, use the rope to swim back down to the opening of the portal.
You can make a strength athletics check to try to pull against water walk to pull yourself back down to the portal. But the problem is that every time you pull, you're just going to haul her. You pull and it's just going to. Because there's no, it's like a tug of war.
Okay, I am going to reach out and try and find out, the bodies that are floating near me.
You found a body.
Great.
Okay, but you were trying to do something else first with and you stopped doing that. So what are you trying to do, Florida man?
I'm very stressed. So I'm going to try to break the frame of the mirror, I guess, or pull it off from the, use my sword to pull off the mirror from the wall.
You are being pulled suddenly and brutally towards the mirror, and you want to pull the mirror off?
I just want to break it.
Okay, so what do you do?
I pull out my longsword and I smash it.
Sure, yeah, roll an attack.
15.
You have hit. Roll your damage.
9.
All right, the mirror cracks brutally. Small trickle of water starts to pour out of it, but you have not smashed the mirror enough. But you do have two attacks in a round.
I'll attack it then. 1.
And you miss brutally. You are shot in the face with a trickle of water as you're being pulled towards the mirror. What did you want to do, Alabama?
I would like to cancel water walk because it did not help.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. You cancel water walk and you just float there at the top. You're as well, Texas, floating at the top. Suddenly the pulling of you being pulled towards the surface is gone and therefore, the tug on the rope ends and you are not drawn into the mirror. You may attack it again if you would like to.
16.
7 damage.
The mirror shatters, spraying you with water, knocking you to the ground. You take a D4 of bashing damage as shards of mirror and a torrent of water floods the entire room out into the corridor, out into the secret hallway as the three of you are slowly pulled back out of this tub of water that is 10 feet wide and 30 feet up, just pulls you all back out of the aquarium tank that this actually was and leaves you floundering and gasping for air. Cranberry is backed up.
I'm sorry about that, Cranberry.
Gasping and spluttering. None of you die.
Yay.
I don't like this room.
Tex, do we need to put a leash on you so we know where you go?
A bell would be sufficient.
That's a good idea.
Bing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Behind this mirror, is there anything?
Just an aquarium and an empty big thing of water.
So now it's empty.
You're all soaking wet, floundering at on the floor of this room.
Is there any door on the other side?
No.
Oh, it's just literally a giant cube with...
Yep.
Well, let's get out of this then.
Yep.
But there's an unopened door in the hallway outside, right?
Yeah, there's double doors.
Yeah.
Why did we stick around in this room again with the evil mirrors?
We had to find Texas. He disappeared.
Okay, so Texas is going to stand up, kind of shake himself out like a shaggy dog.
Yeah, water drips from every part of you. Your boots are full of water. Your bag is full of water. Your bow is waterlogged. You were in there for quite some time.
Everything is water.
Well, that was a nice swim.
About an hour has passed. And as a result,
no.
The amulet drops to the chain that you had drops down. And mere minutes after that, your golden objects melt away into gloop.
Oh, it's fake gold land.
You're left with your wooden sword, your torch, and your arrow.
Well, it just doesn't it just turn?
You said
into
it turns into.
Yeah, all of the gold just gloops off of it and it reverts to its native thing.
Disappointing. Boo.
Well, it's too good to be true, anyways. Let's try these doors.
The double doors are beautiful and depict a tableau of ancient Olmon worship. There's a temple in the middle of the two double doors that push open in front of you. There is no handle upon them. You can see the hinges on either side. They're meant to be pushed open. The temple is carved out into the, so it separates them. There are people on the left and people on the right moving towards worship, and you can see the sun. It's a single circle with a triangle to represent the three parts and the three aspects of the sun. And there is a moon on the left-hand side that seems to be rising up over the horizon on this tableau. Push the doors open, and it opens into this massive, expansive room in front of you. And I will read. This room is decorated with a bizarre diorama depicting the land of the dead. Small, brightly painted clay statues have been placed about the room to represent the inhabitants of this realm and the unfortunate people they have taken into their care. In the center of the room, the floor rises to form a small hill, and a group of small figures seems to be struggling to roll a boulder up the hill while a devil drives them on with a whip. Above the hill in the ceiling is a glowing spot that illuminates the entire chamber with an eerie silver light that is, of course, held in abeyance by your continual flame torches. A cobblestone path leads from the door you're walking through to the foot of the hill. A similar path runs the other way and veers to your right. Sections of the diorama around the perimeter of the room depict different environments in the land of the dead. So, on one end of the room, a region of burning sands where devils torture those who have been unfortunate enough to fall into their hands. And against another wall is a grassy plain where people frolic and hunt antelope and deer. Further to the left, which is where the amulet would have pointed to the north, is a grassy plain. South of the hill, the floor opens up into the model of a canyon. A river of lava flows down it while flames lick the walls. To the other side, in a side area of the room, is a counterpart of this fiery canyon, an icy wasteland. There is also a putrid, bubbling marsh where figures strive to keep their heads above the surface. And from out of the marsh, a black, torpid river wends its way around the edge of the hill, flowing west to pour over the lip of a steam-filled chasm in the northwest corner of the room. Within this dark chasm, worms pursue the fleeing forms of naked people. And, drawing your attention finally, to your right, in the far corner, opposite from you, is a barred door.
There's a lot happening in here.
It's a very busy room. Again, because remember, the first version of this was done in a pictographic form, so you would have seen all of this in this massive, beautiful expanse laid out before you for you to explore and look into and be like, I want to go over there and whatnot. But of course, this is a podcast and fifth edition, and they didn't include those pictures.
I think that we should probably just go straight to the barred door and not mess around with anything in rooms because that keeps on trying to kill us. And the barred door is probably where we're not supposed to go, so we should go there.
I would say that is the most likely place in here where Arizona could be as well.
Yeah. Who would have barred the door after her?
Is that the door that goes north?
No, there is no door to the north.
Oh, it's just
there,
the room.
There is the door that you've come into, and that is on the west side. You're heading east, and the door is directly across from you in the east side.
Right. Are there any doors in any of these rooms, or do we not know that without going in?
It is not rooms. It is a giant open space.
And then like all these terrains are in
it's
that
like
open
a museum.
Space.
Yeah. It's like an interactive walkthrough museum thing. Oh, that's cool. And all the figures are 10 inches tall.
Yep. I think we should walk straight through. Not touch anything.
Don't step on the figures. Don't touch the figures. Don't pick up the figures.
Everybody keep your hands to yourself.
So in order to get there, you will have to cross the grassy plain.
Very carefully.
And sing with the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. And raise a glass and toast to the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal Adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.